lot of wars. We had a great night down there, rushing in the flusher out into the Ballyliffin Hotel. We had 162 people seated for dinner, so it was a very, very good turnout. Initially, Glenn McGorry was to be with us, but unfortunately, he had business commitments in Newcastle, and he couldn't be there. But we had Jason Quigley, the NAFBA middleweight champion, with us, and we had another young man who was a great star of amateur boxing in Donegal in the late 80s and early 90s, Anthony McFadden from the Dunfanaghy Boxing Club. Anthony McFadden turned pro. He had 11 contests with Frank Maloney, and he ended up undefeated, 11 fights and 11-1. So he was there. We had a lot of boxers from years gone by, and we had the Army Boxing team down with us, and we had a great night all round. We presented 32 awards on the night, and 26 of the awards went to boxers, you know. And if I can give you a wee rundown on the awards to the boxers.
Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
We had Clodagh McGonigal and the Clark sisters from Cairndonna. It was Jessica and Labiche Clark. Joe Harkin and Paddy McShane from Letterkenny. Chloe McDade, the Moran brothers, Darrell and John from Mullies Golden Gloves. Keir Anderson and Jackie Gillespie from the Twin Towns. Sean Kelly, Dunfanaghy, Raymond McNamee, Convoy, Maeve McCarron, Kerry Gert. And we had the Donegal Five Irish Defence Force champions with us last night. And they were all honoured as well. Mark McHugh from Kerry Gert, Adrian Hardy, Kelly Biggs, Stephen Doherty, Dunlow, Francis Mongan, Finn Valley, and Brian Gallagher from Twin Towns. So overall, we had a great night, Washington. We had two international awards, one for Sidney Duffy. Sidney was at the European Elite Championships in Ukraine, and an international award for Stephen McElhinney, a coach at Ballyshannon Boxing Club. He was out with the European schoolboys in Romania. So all good, Washington, all very, very good. A good night, like, and everything going well. Just might mention, Washington, as well, that we had two appreciation awards last night. We had one for Michael Dunyan from Dunfanaghy, and Michael got a standing ovation when he came to collect his award. He's a man, he was a founder member of the Dunfanaghy Club. He's been in boxing a long, long time. His son's boxing, now his grandson's boxing. And we also have one for yourselves, watching Highland Radio, who have given us great coverage since they went on the air in 1990. 27 years of coverage, and we're very, very grateful to yourself, the Miles Gallagher, Chris Ashmore, Tom Comack, Dermot Doherty, and Kenny Harkin, and Charlie Collins in the early days for all the coverage at Boxing Gates. Without the station there, it's a great, great help to us. And we had two Hall of Fame awards as well, and they went to two men who, it's between them, Oisin, have given over 100 years of voluntary service to the sport of boxing, Eddie Harkin from Dunfanaghy and Jim Callaghan from Cairndonna. And there were thunderous applause when those two men got their awards as well, you know. And we also had 8 cups last 90%. We had the Michael Boner Memorial Cup for the most improved juvenile. That's 11 to 14-year-old. And that went to Clodagh McGonigal, Cairndonna. The Jim White Memorial Shield went to the most improved boxer, Joseph Harkin, Letterkenny. The Billy Spider Kelly Cup went to the best 15, 16-year-old boxer, Sean Kelly, Dunfanaghy. The Dr. Dennis McLaughlin Cup for the best 17, 18-year-old boxer, and up went to Labiche Clark, Cairndonna. The Johnny McDade best overall female went to Chloe McDade, Ellie's Golden Gloves. The John McLaughlin Memorial Cup went to the best senior, Darren Moran, Ellie's Golden Gloves. And the Harry Kid Duffy went to the best elite, Maeve McCarron. And the Jimmy Murphy Memorial Cup went to the best club, the Ellie's Golden Gloves. That went to them for that's their third year running that they got that cup. We also had a big glove there, a signed glove, Everlast glove, signed by Jason Quigley. It was on a glass case and we raffled it last night, and it made €800, and that goes towards the Boston Boxers coming to Bunkrana on St. Patrick's Week in 2018, you know. So overall for us, a very, very successful night, and I'd like to thank everyone that helped out in any way, Oisin, and everybody down at the hotel. It was a great night.